The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
God is good. I welcome each and every one of you to our 9th hour prophetic command or cry. Command or cry. Coming to you from Destiny TV studio of Deliverance Assemblies of God, House of Destiny at Pig Farm Down. Yes, to great prophetic day. It is the 2020. And this is a significant prophetic moment. And so we don't want to just let this go. And so the Lord has prompted that we do a prophetic, a 9th hour prophetic command or cry. A 9th hour prophetic command or cry. And we are going to deal with forces and powers of darkness that impede and restrict, restrain, and raise the blood of God. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you so much. I'm so grateful unto you, O God, for bringing us, O God, online. Father, as many, O God, have just joined us, O God, right now, I declare and decree that the Holy Spirit will overshadow them, that your presence, O God, will manifest, O God, powerfully, O God, in their lives and in our lives. Holy Spirit, take us through this journey, Father, O God, and manifest your glory once again in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Taken from Matthew chapter 28. Matthew 28, verse number 45 to 47. Matthew 28, 45 to 47. 2. From top to bottom, the earth quaked and the rocks were split. The tombs also were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had gone to their rest were raised. And they came out of the tombs after his resurrection, entered the holy city, and appeared to many. We are going to deal with darkness. Again, in hosts will prepare a feast for all peoples on this mountain, a feast of age. Forever. The Lord God will wipe away the tears from every face and remove his people's disgrace from the whole earth. For the Lord has spoken. On that day, it will be said, look, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he has saved us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us rejoice. Fire. This is the nation representing darkness. Yes, our popular scripture, another one, is found in Ephesians chapter 6. That's the warfare scripture, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. For we wrestle not against, but against principalities and powers, darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness, high places. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. Now was formless and empty, covered the surface of the watery depth. The Spirit of God came over the surface and covered the surface of the watery. You see, this darkness we are talking about, there are many that talks about darkness. There are many scriptures that darkness. This darkness we are talking about not of the day and night. No, for day and night was something that God created. In fact, the scripture in Jeremiah 23 verse that if only we can cancel God's covenant with so that day and night will not come, also in the same is I can cancel day and night. When he said to shine by day and night, who can cancel that covenant? So that was created by God. Yes, night to heal the land and to heal our light is good. So that when night comes, we sleep and we wake up refreshed without darkness at all. It is mentioned in Exodus chapter 10. The darkness is a spirit, is a demon, is a kingdom of darkness. Darkness represents all the concentration of the devil, concentration of the powers of the devil. Yes, that restrict, restrain, and resist God's people, resist our dream, resist our destinies, resist our stars, resist our miracles, resist our prophetic word. And this darkness works in conjunction with spiritual wickedness in high places. You can also find that in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12, spiritual wickedness in high places. So we are dealing with the combined effect of these powers. In Exodus chapter 10 from verse 21, then the Lord said to Moses, stretch your hand toward heaven, and there will be darkness over the land of Egypt, a darkness that can be felt. So Moses stretched out his hand toward heaven, and there was thick darkness throughout the land of Egypt for 3 days. One person could not see another, and for 3 days they did not move from where they were. Yet all the Israelites had light where they lived. In fact, darkness is a spirit. Darkness is a person. Darkness is a demon. This darkness that I just read in Exodus chapter 10 from verse 21, that's how hell is going to be. That's how darkness in hell is going to be. That's why no child of God, no one, even if you're online and you haven't given your life to Jesus, please, I beg you, hell is a terrible place. It's a real place. It's a world. It's a kingdom on its own. When you get there without Christ, you are locked up forever and ever. This darkness is what will be felt in hell. But the activities of darkness are still on earth. The activities of darkness are working against humankind. The activities of darkness are working in every segment of life. Yes, they are affecting our marriages. They are affecting our health. They are affecting our mind. They are afflicting us with diseases. In fact, they are working against our businesses, our careers. They are working against our finances. They are working against even our spirituality. Yes. Many people don't like prayer because of darkness. Yes, yes, the dislike of prayer. We call it the weight of darkness, the burden of darkness. We are going to deal with it right now. We are going to lift the weight and the burden of darkness. Yes, why is that today? Most of our youths are worldly. Most of our youths don't love God. They don't love prayer. They don't love the things of God. It is all the works of darkness. In fact, when we read in Isaiah 25, the Bible said that God promised a feast for his people. He promised a feast for the Israelites. But instead of a feast, death was occurring. Death was occurring. Verse 8, he would destroy death forever. What was causing that death? It was a shroud, a covering of darkness on the mountain. The mountain represents Jerusalem. The mountain represents Mount Zion. It represents where the people of God were at that time. Yes. It represents the city of Israel, where the people of God were, the city of Jerusalem. God promised them a feast. A feast represents good things. It represents fulfillment. It represents joy. It represents peace. It represents galloping, celebrating, because you have been fulfilled, because healing has come, because deliverance has come. But on that mountain, instead of a feast, there was a shroud. On this mountain, you would destroy the burial shroud, the shroud over all the peoples, the sheet covering all the nations. There was a sheet that covered the nation. Please, We are not talking about a physical sheet. We are not talking about physical darkness. People were just dying. People were just dying left and right. Evil was just happening left and right. And they did not know what was happening. It was because in the realms of the spirit, there was a sheet of covering. And that sheet of covering was darkness. And that darkness was causing death. That sheet of covering was an evil sheet of covering that was manifesting death on the land. So people were just dying. Evil was just happening. People were just divorcing. I mean, joy turned into sorrow. Instead of feasting, I mean, it was burial. It was sorrow. It was funerals and all that until it was revealed. And the Lord said he would destroy death forever. So you see that sheet of covering, that shroud. Post this from the hope after destroying the darkness. He said, on that day, it will be said, look, this is our God. We have waited for him and he has saved us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation. Somebody is about to rejoice right now. Somebody is about to celebrate right now. Verse 10, the Bible said the Lord's power will rest on this mountain. Right now, let's begin to pray. This moment is not supposed to be a lengthy moment. I am very sorry that we delay coming your way. We delay some minutes because of technical problems. I mean, the line was not connecting. The internet was not clicking at all. But we thank God that at the same time, the Lord has made a way for us. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Yes, we want to declare right now in the name of Jesus. Let me tell you, before we declare, this is what darkness do. This is what darkness do. Yes, ruling powers and forces of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. Darkness, the spirit of darkness, what is its ministry? It is to slow down progress. It slows down progress. It delays progress. It delays advancement. It creates error. Yes, darkness is what makes you see death as life. Darkness is what makes you see things that will destroy you as things that will bring life to you. Yes, the spirit of darkness frustrates effort, produces fear, distracts from the real cause. Yes, darkness distracts you from the real cause. There are people who carry the spirit of darkness. They come your way and you become confused. You enter into some homes and you become confused. You enter into some offices. You interact with some people and the whole day you are annoyed. The whole day your spirit is unsettled. The whole day you are no longer yourself. That person is carrying the spirit of darkness. Darkness also kills vision. Darkness kills dreams. In fact, that is why, excuse me to say, we should be very careful about sexual sins, the people we have sex with, because, in fact, God has really revealed to me that there are women who carry the spirit of darkness. Any man that touches them will never be the same again. Your dream will die. Your destiny will die. Your vision will die. Everything will die. Please, brothers and sisters, men and women, pray that God will always deliver you from that temptation and from that sin. Darkness wears out. Darkness wears you out. It makes you so tired because darkness destroys effort. It destroys effort as you are pushing. You are putting in much effort, but less output. Nothing is happening. Darkness destroys life. Darkness misleads. Darkness misleads. Yes, it's always misleading you. Darkness is a person, like I've said, is a demon, is a spirit. Darkness frightens you and terrifies you. Darkness casts off helpers. Darkness causes offenses. Hey. Now, what about spiritual wickedness in high places? Spiritual wickedness loves blood, bloodshed. Where there is bloodshed, yes, spiritual wickedness, bloodshed, wars. It causes pain, suffering, regrets. It swaps destinies. It destroys dreams and destiny. Yes. It causes pain. Yes. What belongs to you goes to somebody. Yes. What belongs to you goes to somebody. And what you should enjoy, somebody else is enjoying. That is the spirit of that is spiritual wickedness in high places. Yes, I know many of you have traveled. Yes, you are watching me from America. Yes, I can see Star Joyce. Yes, from the United States, New York. Yes, God bless you, Star Joyce. Yes, I can see Dori Anchi. Yes, I can see Nana Amma Watin. Yes, I can see Doki, Mrs. Felicia Ajoke, and all of you. I can see you. May the Lord bless you. We need to pray before I acknowledge you. Look, many of you have traveled and you have a problem with your papers. What is paper? What is residence? Why can't God just give you residence? It is the works of darkness. Some of you have worked. You have paid for people who presented themselves. Yes, as people who can work out your papers for you. Yes, you were putting money into their accounts. Yes, after you have paid some huge dollars, they just turn to you and say, oh, they can't do it for you. They know that you cannot take them anywhere. That is spiritual wickedness in high places, working together with darkness. Say in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I thank you. Remember that on the cross of Calvary, before we pray, in Matthew 27, 45 to 47, the Bible says that at 3 p.m., when Jesus was hung on the cross, there was darkness on the land. In fact, Luke reports that the sun refused to show its light. What was that darkness? It was a concentration of evil that came upon Jesus Christ. It came upon him. Darkness was upon him. All the forces of darkness, they were darkness that should eat you up. That was the darkness that should destroy you. That was the darkness that should afflict you with sickness and diseases. That darkness came upon Jesus Christ. That darkness was swallowing him. That darkness was swallowing him up. It was afflicting with all the diseases, all the pain, all the disappointment. That was why, if at that moment, darkness is sin. Darkness is what produces sin. Darkness produces sin. So the sin of the whole world and the sin of mankind had also come upon Jesus Christ. And so the Father had to turn off his face from him. He couldn't look at Jesus at that time. He couldn't look at him because of what darkness was doing to him. But you know something? While darkness was upon Jesus, he was actually judging the darkness. He was sentencing the darkness. He absorbed the power of the darkness into his body and crushed that darkness and crushed the authority of that darkness. So remember, child of God, darkness has not got any power over you again. But remember, I've always taught this, there is a difference between authority and power. Even though Jesus Christ has absorbed the authority of darkness, the power of darkness is there. That's the person of darkness. That's the force. The person of that, the ability of darkness is still there. And it is still working against us. And after he cried, that was a cry of desertion, a cry of rejection, a cry of pain, a cry of suffering, a cry of rejection. Jesus cried. But in verse 50, there was another cry, a cry of victory, a cry of victory, a cry of victory. And with that cry, oh, many things happened. Yes, he gave up his ghost, his spirit. Suddenly, the curtain of the sanctuary got split into two from top to bottom. That was when he gave us access, direct access into the presence of God. So, child of God, from wherever you are watching me from, I can tell you that in the name of Jesus Christ, you have direct access. You don't need anybody, even though, yes, you need once a while, you need people to help you, to pray with you, your prayer can go directly to God. And the Bible says that the foundation of the earth was shaken, the rock split open, and the tombs also were open. What was that foundation? The foundation of darkness, the foundation of that problem in your life, the foundation of that trouble in your life, the foundation of that stronghold to these very few moments, the foundations are going to shake. The foundation of those problems are going to shake in the mighty name of Jesus. The foundations are going to shake. The foundations are going to shake. And the tombs also were opened. And many bodies of the saints who had gone to their rest were raised. Do you know what this represents? It represents dead dreams, dead destinies, dead visions. I mean, things of the believers that the enemy has stolen through death. This very moment, somebody's vision is going to rise again. Somebody's dream is going to rise again. Somebody's, health is going to come back again in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now we want to pray in the name of Jesus. Just begin to thank the Lord. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Jesus, that you absorb darkness. We thank you, Jesus, that on the cross, you absorb darkness. You absorb darkness. You absorb darkness. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that every darkness that is fighting us today, yes, you absorb it on the cross of Calvary. Every spiritual wickedness that is working against us today, you absorb it. You absorb it inside your body. And inside your body, you crush them. You sentence them, you judge them, oh God. This was the darkness, oh God, that we should be suffering. This was what was going to happen to us with that Christ. Oh God, how darkness was going to torment us with sickness and diseases and affliction. How darkness was going to rule over us. How darkness was going to mislead us. How darkness was going to torture us and steal from us. That darkness, oh Lord. That darkness, you absorb it inside your body and you crush it, oh God, on the cross. You sentence it. You judge it, oh God. Father God, on the cross of Calvary. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, let's begin to speak to darkness. Just follow me. I declare to you darkness. I declare to you the ruling powers of darkness. The ruling powers of darkness of this world. The ruling powers of darkness of this world. The ruling powers of darkness of this world. And spiritual weakness. In high places of my father's house, high places of my mother's house, high places of my environment, high places of the place I was given birth and brought up, high places of my workplace, high places of this nation, the nation, places of the systems that are operating in this nation, high places in my home, high places in my career, high places in my business, high places at the place where my business is located. Places, you spiritual wickedness in high places, working together with the ruling powers and forces of darkness. I declare to you today, you have been sentenced, you have been judged, you have been sentenced, you have been judged, you have been sentenced, you have been judged, you have been sentenced, you have been judged on the cross of Calvary. I therefore command you at this ninth hour, yes, ninth hour. It was 9 hours, 3 p.m. that you were judged. It is 3 p.m. now, and we enforce your judgment. We enforce your sentence. We enforce it right now. No darkness. No darkness. No darkness. Cease your works. Cease your activities in the lives of God's people. Cease your activities right now. Cease your operations right now. Any area of our lives where darkness is operating, we command darkness to cease. The ruling powers of darkness, we say, you cannot rule, you cannot reign, you cannot rule, you cannot reign, you cannot rule, you cannot reign, you cannot rule, you cannot reign in our lives, in our lives, in our lives. You cannot hinder our dreams, you cannot resist our testimonies, you cannot restrict our healing. Restrain and restrict and resist, yes, our testimonies. Yes, you cannot rule over our star. You cannot cover our star from shining. You cannot. You rulers of the darkness of this world, working together with spiritual wickedness in high places, I say in the name of Jesus, we say no to you. Be broken right now. We break your hold. We break your influence. We break your power over our star. Over our dream, over our testimony, we break your hold, we break your influence, we break your power right now. Every shroud of darkness, every sheet of darkness covering our atmosphere, operating in our backyard, operating in our environment, you are commanded to cease your operation right now. You are commanded to cease your operation. You are commanded to cease your operation, cease your operation, cease your operation, cease your operation, cease your activities. Cease it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, because you were sentenced at the cross. You were judged at the cross. You have no right again. You have no right again. This afternoon, the ninth hour, you are commanded right now. You are commanded to cease your operations in the lives of God's people. You are commanded. Yes, you are commanded. You are commanded. You are commanded right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Cease your activities right now. Cease your activities right now. cease your activities right now. Darkness, spirit of darkness, spirit of darkness, demon of darkness, spirit of, yes, the ruling powers of darkness and forces of darkness operating from the sea, yes, operating from the covens, operating from the sanctums, yes, wherever you are operating from, against our star, against our destinies, against our dream, against our prophetic word, against our expectation. Yes, you are commanded, yes, to cease your operation right now. We shut your gates. 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 We shut your gates in our lives. We shut your gates in our life. We shut your gates in our life. We shut your gates in our marriages. We shut your gates in our health, in our bodies. We shut your gates in our home. We shut your gates in our careers and businesses. We shut your gates at our workplaces. We shut your gates in our finances. We shut your gates wherever you are operating from. We shut your gates. We shut your gates. We shut your gates. We shut your gate. 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 Zipekete ibakura anda zakarita ku riba anti rukariba zikoteke baruku tukabali ruling powers and forces of darkness with spirit wickedness in high places resisting, restricting, restraining our advancement, our swift delivery, our star, our testimony, our expectation, our miracle, our healing in the name of Jesus Christ. You are commanded right now to cease your operation. We terminate 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 your activity. We terminate your ministry. We terminate with the blood. We terminate with the Holy Ghost fire. We terminate. We terminate. We terminate. We terminate every ruling power and forces of this world. Yes, attach to our lives. Attach to any aspect of our lives. Attach to our dream. Attach to our expectation. Attach to our miracle and our testimony so that it doesn't manifest. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, we detach you with the sword of the Spirit and the Holy Ghost fire. Be detached. I detach you. 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 Every spirit of darkness, ruling powers of darkness, ruling powers and forces of darkness of this world, working together with spiritual wickedness in high places, delaying our delivery, 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 delaying our delivery. Detach yourself. Detach yourself right now. Detach yourself from our expectation, from our prophetic word, from our dream, yes, from our testimony, yes, from our testimony, yes, from our stars. Detach yourself from our career, from our businesses, from our finances. Detach yourself from our bodies, from our bodies, from our bodies, from my body, from my body, from my body. Detach yourself from our mind. Detach yourself from my mind. Detach yourself from my mind. Detach yourself from my soul. Detach yourself from my spirit. Detach yourself from my body. Detach, detach, detach. Be cut off. Be cut off. Be cut off by the sword of the Spirit. Be cut off. Be cut off. Darkness. Be cut off. Ruling powers and forces of darkness of this world, working in conjunction with spiritual wickedness in high places, be cut off right now. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, I break the cycle of the yoke of repeated negative experiences, caused by the forces and the powers of the ruling powers of darkness and spiritual wickedness. Yes, repeated negative experiences, repeated failures, repeated setbacks, repeated battles, repeated disappointment, repeated miscarriages, repeated mistakes, repeated rejections, repeated desertions, repeated rejections. Yes, any repetition. Yes, repeated failures. Yes, any repetition that they are promoting in our lives. Yes, we cut off in the name of Jesus Christ. We break the cycle. I 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 break the cycle of repeated negative experiences. 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 Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I dismantle. We want to dismantle. We want to dismantle the structures. The structures of the ruling powers and forces of darkness. Yes, of this world and spiritual wickedness. Yes, the structures that they put in place, the structures that they mount, the structures they raise against us, against our dream, against our testimony, against our healing, against our expectation. You know, when we are rejoicing, brethren, when we are rejoicing, that is when God is glorified. But when you are crying and you are in pain, that's when Satan is glorified. So God wants you always to rejoice. Right now, in the name of Jesus, there are structures right now. I dismantle them. 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 Every of the ruling powers and forces of darkness and spiritual wickedness set against me, set to delay me, set to delay our swift delivery, our swift manifestation, set against our star from shining, set against our dream, set against our prophetic word, set against our testimony, set against our fulfillment. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, yes, I dismantle, 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 I dismantle every satanic structure, every occultic structure, every witchcraft structure, every voodoo structure, every literal juju structure, every ancestral structure that is set against your husband, set against your marriage, set against your husband, set against your wife, set against that marriage, set against your children, so that they are not doing well. Yes, yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, I dismantle right now. I dismantle right now. I dismantle right now. I dismantle right now. I dismantle. I dismantle. Yes, I dismantle. I dismantle. I dismantle. I dismantle. I dismantle. I dismantle. Be dismantled. Be dismantled. Be dismantled. Be dismantled by the Holy Ghost fire. Be scattered right now in Jesus' mighty name. Be scattered right now. Yes, be dismantled right now. Every satanic structure, every demonic structure, the structure of the ruling powers of darkness, yes, in the system I'm working against God's people, in my environment, in my backyard, yes, in my atmosphere, be dismantled, be dismantled. In Jesus' mighty name, now I liberate God's people. I liberate you. I secure your deliverance, yes. I secure your deliverance from the ruling powers of darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. I secure the deliverance of your dream. I secure the deliverance of your star. I secure the deliverance of your health, of your childbirth. I secure your deliverance right now of your expectation in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. I bury those forces of darkness. I nail them to the cross. I declare to you, you were nailed to the cross. Go back 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 to the cross. That is why we are enforcing the 9th hour cry. That's why we are enforcing the 9th hour cry. That's why we are enforcing the 9th hour cry. That's why we are enforcing the 9th hour cry. That's why we are enforcing the 9th hour cry. Now, the last prayer. We want to lift the weight, the shade. The shade and the weight and the burden of the ruling powers of darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Ruling, you ruling powers of darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We lift your weight. We lift your weight. We lift your weight. We lift your weight. We lift your shade. We lift your shade. We lift your burden over our lives, over our mind. Yes, over our mind, over our mind, over our mind. Yes, You ruling powers of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places, you are commanded. Your weight is commanded to be lifted. Your shade is commanded to be lifted. Your burden is commanded to be lifted by the Holy Ghost fire. Let your burden be lifted right now. Let your weight be lifted right now. Let your shade be lifted over God's people, over God's people, over God's people, over the children of God, over the children of God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let your bed be lifted. Let your shade be lifted. Let your weight be lifted. Your weight upon our youth. Your weight upon our youth. Immoral, so that they are immoral and promiscuous. Yes, your weight upon them, so that they don't love spiritual things. Be lifted over the youth right now. Be lifted over the youth right now. Be broken and be lifted. Be broken. And be lifted, be broken over husbands, and be lifted over husbands, be broken over wives, and be lifted over wives, be broken over marriages, and be lifted over marriages, be broken over stars, and be lifted over stars, be broken over dreams, and be lifted over dreams, be broken over testimonies, and be lifted over testimony, be broken over miracles, and be lifted over miracles, be broken over our body, be broken over our mind, yes, over our mind, yes, be broken. And be lifted of our mind, be broken over our soul, and be lifted over our souls, be broken over our bodies, and be lifted over our bodies, all over in the mighty name of Jesus. You ruling powers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places, yes, yes, your burdens, your burdens and your shade and your weight, yes, 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 holding people's testimonies, holding people's stars, holding people's dreams, holding the prophetic word, yes, holding the prophetic word, holding the expectation, holding our fulfillment, yes, be broken and be lifted, be broken and be lifted, be broken and be lifted, be broken and be lifted in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, be broken and be lifted, 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 yes. Put your hand on any part of your body. Yes, those of you who are looking for the seed of the womb, we are going to deal with that, yes, tonight. We are going to deal with that, yes, after 6 p.m. We are going to deal with that in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, I command, yes, any hand of darkness, any structure of darkness set against your childbirth, set delaying your childbirth, resisting your childbirth, restricting your childbirth, restraining your childbirth, be broken and be lifted. 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 Any ruling powers of darkness, any structure of this that is set on any part of your body, any part of your organ, yes, afflicting you with that particular sickness or disease, right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I command that burden to be broken and be lifted. I command the shade to be broken and be lifted. I command the weight. The weight of that affliction, the weight of that problem, the weight of that sickness and disease, the weight of it on your life, the weight of it on your health, the weight of it on your finances, the weight of it on your business, the weight of it on your marriage, the weight of it on your husband or wife, the weight of it on your children, be broken and be lifted. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I shut your gates. I shut your gates of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. I shut your gates right now. I command your gates to be shut. Be shut. Be shut. Be shut forever. Be shut. Be shut in our lives. And I open the gates. I open the gates. I open the gates. Open the gates of fulfillment. From now, let there be sweet fulfillment. Sweet manifestation in and in the mighty name of Jesus. This afternoon, I enforce and we enforce the victory of the cross. I command dreams to come out. Yes, dead dreams come out. Dead dreams resurrect. Dead vision resurrect. Dormant, yes, resurrect. Anything that is dead, anything that the enemy has stolen, yes, I recover it. I recover it. I retrieve it. Yes, for your people with the blood of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. Begin to bless the Lord. Father, we thank you. Father, we glorify your name. Father, we exalt you and uplift you. Father, we say you are God. Father, we say you are King. Father, we say you are worthy to be praised. Father, we say you are worthy to be glorified. Thank you so much, oh God. Thank you so much. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for leading us in the mighty.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ. Mary,